Actor, comedian Sean Wayans is on a huge, huge comedy tour hitting the improvs across the country. We caught up with him earlier. You may know Sean Wayans from Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2, and of course, In Living Color with his brothers, part of the Wayans family. He walked in with us with these big old fat sunglasses, and frankly, this is how it started with Sean Wayans.
Late night last night, those big ass sunglasses that you have on, holy smokes.
What's up, freaks? How you guys doing? Wow. Why can't I wear sunglasses?
You can. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying it's
the point of sunglasses is that you don't have to see other people's eyes.
True.
That's why they're big. See? And look, they come around like Cinerama Dome. I don't want you in my peripheral. Like a horse.
Comedian, actor Sean Wayans joining us here in the Freak Nation. In all seriousness, just purchased new prescription sunglasses. That was the one stipulation, is that people could not see my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Right? Isn't that what you're talking about?
You wanted them not to, or you want them to?
I don't want them to see my eyes.
That's the whole point.
Yep. Right?
I'm not even looking at you right now.
Cool.
There's a girl getting undressed in this office across the street. You think you're doing the interview.
Bam.
I'm getting my rocks off. Look at that. That's why we wear shades.
Your brother Marlon was in here back in December, and he pretended to be a big-time sports fan, but you said there's one reason why he's a sports fan.
He is a sports fan. He's a fanatic.
Right.
But he sucks at playing. That's why he is a fanatic. I was better at playing, so I'm not a fanatic. I don't watch sports. I watch boxing. I watch UFC. And then any big game that's happening at the end of the year, the final, the Super Bowl, I just want to be part of the conversation so I can write some jokes.
Did you ever try out for sports?
When I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a baseball player. That was how my list was. Baseball player, comedian. That was it. If I don't become a baseball player, I'm going to be a comedian. I tried out for this hardball team in the Goya League in New York. And they hit a line drive and it hit me in the jaw. And I was like, I think I'm going to be a comedian.
Knock
me into a whole nother career.
Sean Wayans, are people minding their P's and Q's around you so they don't get caught up in jokes?
No, I'm not that obnoxious comedian who sit around be like, oh, that's a bit. I'm doing you, guy. You're a water man. I'm not doing that. I'm real like quiet, and I'll see something, and I'll observe it, and then I'll put it in my back pocket and try it out.
But what did you guys do as a family? I read something about Make Me Laugh or Die.
Oh yeah, we used to play that game. It was me and my sisters and Marlon, and when we got bored, we would play Make Me Laugh or Die. You'd have to get up and basically do stand up in front of three people, your brothers and sisters, and if you didn't get a laugh, then you had to go do a dare. And the dare would be usually something like, okay, go tickle my father's feet while he's sleeping. Now this guy, he worked 14-hour days with 10 kids. His sleep was precious. It's either that, tickle his feet, or go moon the next door neighbor's mother. Like, your choices will always be horrific, but really, really funny.
That's awesome.
And that was the game. That's where the Wayans came from. That was our sense of humor.
But you better be pretty freaking funny, because number one, I would imagine your siblings are the hardest audience.
Oh, they were tough. They were tough because they wanted you to go moon the neighbor. You know what I mean? They wouldn't laugh. They would make packs where they were like, don't laugh, don't laugh, don't laugh. It'd have to be so funny to get them to laugh.
What did your dad do when you...
He get a spanking. Back in the 70s, they were great. I don't know how they held up over time.
Were they belts they were or great. The back of the hand?
No, he liked the belt. He liked leather. Yep. My dad liked leather. He was a leather man. My mother slapped you though with the hand. She liked the good. My mom used to like to clap her hand on your ears. And you'd be picking up the phone all day. Hello.
Did your dad have a selection of belts?
Yes, he did. He had names from Oscar. That's Sherry. Hitler.
That's the braided leather. That's that the one that leads away. Yeah,
the short belt. The little short belt.
Was he one of those that would make you wait in a room or make you wait, or would he come right after you with a belt?
Oh, no. He was very methodical about it. He'd make you go pick it out. So I got to go pick out what I'm going to get beat with.
It's like a Saw movie.
And if he didn't like it, he sent it back, go get another one. That one, that's too thin. What, isn't this my ass?
Yeah, I was the ruler or the back of the hand.
Ooh, the ruler.
Yeah, the ruler's kind of tough. Ooh, yeah.
White people get hit with weird stuff. It was either the protractor or my mom's Gucci wallet. What the hell kind of whooping was that?
Did I see where a white chicks is in the works, another white chicks?
Terry Crews started all this white chick sightings again. And not to say that we haven't been having conversations, because we have been, but nothing has come together yet. So there's no official white chicks movie being done at this particular time, people. But we are talking about trying to put it together. Hopefully one day it will.
Send your tweets to who to make it happen? Terry Crews?
Send your tweets to Revolution Studios. Go to Revolution Studios and bug the hell out of them until they make it happen.
Sean Wayans, comedian, actor, joining us here in the Freak Nation. I had a conversation with another comedian last week about Richard Pryor. We both agreed Richard Pryor is very popular, but I still think he's so underrated. Richard Pryor, you can walk
underrated.
In. Underrated? Yeah, just because you hear younger comedians not giving a guy like Richard Pryor the credit that he deserves.
Okay,
one listens to younger comedians. No one listens to younger comedians.
If you
don't know that Richard Pryor is the best comedian to ever touch comedy, then you need to put your mic down.
We had a poll, and Richard Pryor, we picked three or four comedians, and then we had our listener base vote, and Richard Pryor was on mine, and I didn't end up winning, and I thought for sure he would net me the most votes.
So who won?
Alex.
Okay, first of all,
set it up right.
Excuse me. Yeah, Crash, way to slant it your direction. So it was comedic actors. It was actors in comedies, not stand-up comedians. Richard Pryor has acted. Okay? We know Stir Crazy. We know what he's been in. So what was mine? I can't remember. Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Will
Eddie Murphy.
Ferrell?
No, I had Will Ferrell.
Eddie Murphy and, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So comedic actors that would win that for me is Eddie Murphy. And here's why. And I think Jim Carrey is right there. But Eddie Murphy rocked it on both fronts on a level that none of the people we even spoke about were able to do. And consistently. He got about 6 championship rings where straight up classics where you can't, when the movie's on, you have to watch it like a deer caught in headlights. You can't even leave.
The Wayans are so damn funny. I don't understand why. You may be. You're not busy 365, 24/7. Why we don't see your brother's mugs all over the place every damn day? You guys are so freaking righteous.
Thank you. Righteous.
Why don't we? Why don't we see that?
I don't understand. What don't you see?
I don't see enough of you. Like he said in the 2000s, there was a period there.
More movies.
More movies.
Movie TV.
More comedy specials. In Living Color broke so many freaking barriers that wouldn't float today. I understand that. Right?
I don't know. It's coming. It's coming.
What's
Projects
coming?
Take a long time.
Projects take a long time.
But is it that?
And you gotta align yourself with people that have a vision that understand that your project is good. So you could be as good as you want, but if they're not good, they're never going to see how good yours is.
What kind of equity did your older brothers earn in Hollywood with In Living Color and others?
What do you mean, like?
To have other doors open that normally wouldn't from someone with a family such as the Wayans.
A lot of doors. It opened all the doors. It opened all the doors for everyone in the family, and it opened all the doors for people like Jim Carrey and J-Lo and Tommy Davidson, David Allen Greer, Carrie Ann Inaba, all the stars that came off of In Living Color are still rocking because of that one particular show.
The physical comedy in some of your movies must be exhausting. What's harder to do, to write comedy material or to travel, the exhausting travel from club to club?
They're both hard. One is, I can't even tell you, it's both intense work. One, you're traveling for. That's probably the hardest part. Mm-hmm. So you're traveling, then you come do press, and then you don't get a lot of sleep, and then you do your shows. So that's the tough part.
And then you DJ.
That. And then you DJ. Right. But this is stuff that I love to do. So this is why I'm in the game. You know, I don't have to do it. This is what I want to do. To your point with the scary movie, parody movies, those are probably one of the hardest comedies to write, the hardest comedy to write, because the joke ratio has to be so intense. It has to be so, you know, in most comedies, you have more story where you're telling a story. Mm-hmm. And people will wait for one big laugh every, you know, 8 to 15 minutes. In a parody, you got to have like a laugh a minute. Yeah. So they're very, very hard.
Sean Wayans, Living Color was the foundation for so much comedy, so many careers. Do you think it would resonate today in 2019 if it came online again?
Of course it'd resonate, because we would make it resonate. Funny's funny.
Yeah.
The stuff we would be making fun of, it would be the people who would be like, would it resonate that we'd be making fun of?
Sure.
Like,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, it would.
And in a sense, with us being so PC now, we kind of need again.
We would destroy the whole, we would be crazy. But, you know, we don't control that.
Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't a network, HBO, or somebody pick that up, knowing that, that's what some folks are after now?
I don't know, man. I don't program.
Damn it.
These are questions for, like, you guys got to interview those. It's really, literally, interview those people and ask them, because I have no clue.
It's politics, you know. Somebody's got the rights to that you got to buy out huge or something.
It's not even rights. Yeah. No, it's not rights. It's whatever they want on the air right now is what you see is what's on the air right now.
Where did some of the funnier, Sean Wayans joining us here in the Freak Nation, what are some of the funnier behind the scenes stories from Scary Movie or from In Living Color? And can you give us one that's airable?
It's hard to remember.
Like somebody just completely making an ass of themselves, or just
I mean, most of the stuff where people made an ass of themselves, it ended up in a sketch. Like a lot of the stuff that we were laughing at and giggling at behind the scenes actually made it to the show.
Oh.
A lot of the stuff came from us messing around backstage, and then Keenan be like, "That's funny, right there. Now you go over." And, you know, Keenan, he had an ear for, like, he knew.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. So some of the stuff you did backstage, would that bump something else that was on the script at times?
No, it would just add to it, and it would have to go into development, and then we'd have to table it and get it right and fix whatever, you know, the concept and what we're trying to do with the character and all that stuff. It was all pieced together, but a lot of it came from just playing around. Now, I got a funny story, just Wayne's brother's story, that... happened with me and my brothers. We were staying in New York one time at this hotel, and it was me, Keenan, and Marlon, and we all on the same floor. So, you know, we're like pranksters. We like to do stupid stuff with each other. So every morning at night, they give you this list, this menu of food that you could check the box, and they hang it on the door, and then they bring the food to your room. So I kept getting, like, this stink food, like goat cheese and calf brains and frog legs and fish, really stink fish and caviar. I was like, every morning, and they would come in my room and just leave this. And I called downstairs, like, "Yo, why are you guys putting this food in my room?" And he goes, "You got to, you ordered it at night. Your brother told you to put it in the..." My brother was sending stink food
That's awesome.
To our room.
That's badass.
So this was Keenan. So, you know, we was like, "All right." So me and Mom was like, "Okay, this guy got us. We'll get him." Anyway, it was time to leave. We're going back to L.A., so we're packing. Everybody's getting their stuff together. All three of our rooms are open, so we could just walk into each other's room. So we go into Keenan's room, and we're waiting on him. And he's taking a shower. And he gets out, and he's, like, grabbing his stuff. He's walking around naked and stuff, and putting his stuff in. And he's, like, looking for his shaving stuff. And then the doorbell door guy comes to get the bags. And so he's like, yeah, just tell the guy that I'll be out in a minute. We open the door, and he goes, can you get the bags? And he goes, sure. And we let him in while Keenan's naked. And Keenan's standing there. Keenan's standing there naked with the freaking belt, man.
Yes!
He didn't even know what to do. Because if he ran, then it looked like he had a little wiener. So he kind of had to hang out for a little bit and be like, yeah, okay, take those bags over there, and you can put it over there. Oh, my God, it was great.
Did he bow up and...
After a while, he had to bow up. You know, he had to man up. You know, he realized that he'd been had.
That's what you get for stink food.
Uh-huh. I would imagine with, what, nine other siblings?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's the type of stuff we just, you know, do all day. Just silly stuff like that.
Sean Wayans here in the Freak Nation. Thanks for doing this, man. This is fun.
Thank you. This was fun.
Right? Time. Yeah, it's always greatness when you get Sean Wayans in the Freak Nation. Guy can go anywhere with anything that you throw at the guy.